There are certain people, it's a special whatever it takes people, that, you know, almost regardless of the incentive system, would still do the right thing because it's the kind of people they are. They learned it from their mom and their dad or their military experience or the Boy Scouts or their friends in high school. I don't know where they got. Maybe they were born with it. But it's just what they are. And so the Nucor people didn't try to incentivize lazy people into hardworking people. They created an incentive system where the lazy people got blown out of the system, and the people who just fundamentally would work hard anyways because it's who they are flourish and would never want to leave. And so it's that, it's again, it's the who, the incentives are a what. The incentives to keep the right who's is a who. So that's the one, and I think it's the same with the level five. I don't think the level fives became level five because they were paid to do so. I think they became level five because they were they were the kinds of people that through experiences or development were going to become that way. Second, succession though. How would I identify people for positions of responsibility based on our research? And again, I always have to go back to data because unlike you folks, I operate in the world of looking through data versus the pleasure of having had the experiences that you folks have, and I don't have the same kinds of hard knocks. What the data would suggest is that you look for people who have the following basic empirical facts about them. Number one, that whatever span of responsibility they held, they produced results. I mean, that may sound simple, but truly, they produced results. Somehow the accounting department worked better. A facility worked better, that you can actually see that when they became responsible, there was improvement, results were delivered. The second thing is you look for the second question, which is, are they the kind of person that was standing forth to take excess credit for those results? And there are some people who, not only they're delivering results, but it's, you can see very much it's about their wanting to receive the credit for those results. They're looking in the mirror. And there are other people, when the same results, they're pointing out the window and they talk about the people that helped them or the good fortune that helped them or the other factors that contributed to it and really trying to help shine the light on other people. I would look for evidence that people do that. But here'd be the third, and I think this is the real litmus test if I were picking successors for key positions. Did the results continue when they moved to do a new responsibility? When they, let's say they were running a particular facility and they did a superb job, when they left, did that facility continue or even improve its results? Because they were always thinking ahead that their sense of responsibility was not just for when they were there, but for when they were gone.